They
Lucia Annunzio joins us now, president and CEO of the Center for High Performance. She is an associate adjunct professor also of management at the University of Chicago Booth School of Business. Lucia, this is John Williams. You're on WGN. How are you?
Hi, John. It's a pleasure to be back on your show. Thanks for inviting me.
So tell us again about the Center for High Performance.
The Center for High Performance is a research-based consulting firm. We've done global research on the factors that accelerate profitable growth in around the world. And it won't surprise you, what really makes a difference is how people are treated.
Yeah, not I guess I'm not surprised to hear that, but what are you talking about more specifically?
Well, in high-performing groups, people feel valued. They get to use their brains. People want, bosses want to know their opinions, what they think, whether or not they believe the direction we're going in the company is correct. They get input. They trust people to know how to accomplish their goals versus micromanaging them. And those are very significant differences around the world. I mean, you have to have a strategy, of course. It has to be based on customer needs. But if it's not coupled with treating people as though they're smart, the likelihood of you getting maximum benefit is very low, according to our research.
Well, there was a piece in the Wall Street Journal, and it talked about the business meeting where people are maybe providing input, but it's only after the meeting that people are honest, that they let their guard down enough to actually say how they feel, or maybe something that might be constructive. I suspect that's not an uncommon scenario, huh?
No, the meeting after the meeting is really globally universal. It's where the real subjects are talked about, what people really think. Sadly, most people don't believe that their input in a meeting matters. If you think about it, the main purpose of any team is to make good decisions. And if people are afraid and literally uncomfortable stating their opinion or their data, that waters down the decision-making process.
Yeah. I guess, you know, it's funny because I don't go to those kind of meetings. I'm in a different kind of business, but I don't know how many times I've walked out of a studio or out of a venue, and that's where walking to the car, the really good stuff happens. And I think, oh, crap, why didn't we capture this on the air? And I suppose the interview subject on the air, or maybe somebody I talked to on stage, felt a little reserved, you know, in that venue. And then they're so good in the parking lot.
Exactly. And the same thing happens in the meeting after the meeting. People are very articulate in expressing their point of view. But in companies, the difference is people don't feel it's safe to express their point of view in the real meeting. Mm-hmm. It's not because they can't get their words or because they're inarticulate, which might happen on the show because you're nervous. It's because they really believe some harm will happen, even if it's a false belief. And now with Zoom, the meeting after the meeting happens in the meeting. People in the meeting are constantly texting each other. Can you believe the boss said that? Oh, yeah. What a dumb idea. Instead of saying, you know, I really don't understand what you're thinking. Help me realize why you think the company should go in that direction. People think there will be a consequence if they raise what they really think.
I presume the onus here is on the boss then. So what do the bosses do? So what do the bosses do to get over that?
Well, the first thing is they have to become real. You know, one of the things that surprises me is that many people have never had a real conversation with their boss. They don't see him as a human being. And people work for people. So get out there. Talk to people. You know, a lot of people are going back to work now. People are in the office. Walk around. Ask people what's going on. Ask them what they're thinking. Ask them what their kids are doing. Become real. But if you begin to do that on a regular basis, people will start to trust you. And then you can start asking questions like, what's concerning people on the team? Are there any things that people want to talk about?
Yeah.
Are there any subjects that people think are off limit? You'd be surprised how many people will let down their guard once they think you're real, once they think you're a human being who cares.
And maybe, if I may, once they think that you're not going to yell at them or demote them or take money away from them or something like that. Mm-hmm. I mean, I've been in instances where a boss who I later came to trust was somebody mm-hmm. who I didn't know well enough to speak my truth at first.
Mm-hmm.
And
yes.
until I know you, how do I know you're not going to scream at me or they'll be held to pay?
Exactly. If you don't know that, and when I work with teams, one of the things we do is after a team meeting or when we first begin to work together is we go out to dinner together and we have some icebreaker exercise where people get to know each other in a totally different light. So, for example, with one team, we had an album made of them growing up and they just kind of told their story from when they were a kid till now. And it was amazing how many of the stories had things in common, how funny they were, and how the team bonded over growing up, which really improved their trust, as you said, their ability to speak their truth in meetings.
Yeah. I suppose the boss needs to do that binder as well, right?
Yeah. Oh, of course.
Yeah.
And wait. You know, wait. Don't do it first. Let other people start the discussion. Let other people set the bar.
So
you know, it's also in go ahead.
Well, you just made me think. Our sales staff, I think just yesterday, had sort of a team event where they all went and did something together. Are you a fan mm-hmm. of those things where we all go to the maze or we all go out and bowl or we all go out and have lunch and you know, do something away from the office? Or is that just a perk? That's kind of a waste of time.
Well, it would be hard-pressed to say I'm against it, but if it's a point in time that has no real purpose other than socialization, and it's not followed up, people begin to mistrust those. They begin to resent them. Oh, God, I got to go to this thing after work. I want to go home and be with my kids. I think that if you do things like that, there needs to be some explicit purpose. Like if you're going to go to a maze, have a facilitator. How did we go through the maze? What did we learn? How did we solve the problem? Does this have any relationship to how we solve problems on a team? What did we do well? What could we do better? And how can we apply that moving forward? I do think you should just go out and have fun sometime. Don't think I'm a total idiot.
Lucia, just give me one other quick tip here. So I'm a boss or I'm a manager. I want to get as much from my employees out of them as I can at the meeting. Anything else we should do to encourage that kind of honest participation?
Well, I'd suggest two things. One is when somebody says something unpopular and you don't like it so much that you want to cringe, thank the person. Say, it must have been hard to bring that up. I really appreciate it.
Yeah.
And then instead of dismissing it out of hand, ask them, help me understand your thinking. I don't get it, because that's the truth. Mm. The second thing is to ask open-ended questions. Instead of always stating your opinion, as soon as you state your opinion, people believe there's no other way of doing it. But instead of stating your opinion, ask people what they think and get the conversation going.
Lucia Annunzio is the president and CEO of the Center for High Performance and associate professor and adjunct professor of management at the University of Chicago Booth School of Business. Really interesting report. Really interesting conversation. As always, thanks for joining us.
Thank you, John. Always good being on your show.
Lucia Annunzio. This is the Wintrust Business Lunch. More